Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 34, Johannesburg 30, Tzaneen and Rustenburg 36 degrees.
Protest action, Golden Highway closed between the R558 and Wimbledon Road. And then the knock-on, you've got Boysen's M1 South queuing traffic towards the Boysen's exit and M2 West delays towards Main Reef Road.
Motorists, listen up. The Automobile Association predicts a slight increase in the price of fuel for December. Unaudited data from the Central Energy Fund indicates a 3% rise in the price of petrol. Fuel prices rose by 25 cents a litre last month. Here's AA spokesperson Eleanor Mavimbela.
It is probable that the annual margin adjustments could also have a negative impact on the expected increase of around 48 cents per litre to diesel, also pushing this fuel price higher. The expected increase of around 43 cents per litre for illuminating paraffin will also not come as good news for users of this fuel in December.
The Energy Department is expected to formally announce the next round of fuel price increases soon. The Mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moyo, has announced the five-year settlement plan with Eskom. This follows debt of around 7 billion rand.
To ensure that we continue to meet the obligations set out in the court order, we will focus on revenue protection to ensure that residents who are able to pay their accounts are not allowed to get away with non-payment. This settlement signals a turning point as it allows us to turn our focus towards improving service delivery and enhancing revenue collection systems.
Moyo today shared details about the progress of the metro's ongoing recovery process. It forms part of the mayor's 100-day action plan to accelerate service delivery. The ANC has acknowledged rumours suggesting that some of its members might also be aligned with the Umkhonto we Sizwe party. The speculation centre around claims that some staunch supporters of former President Jacob Zuma could still hold positions within ANC structures while allegedly preparing to shift allegiance to the MK party ahead of the local government elections. Speaking on the sidelines of the National Executive Committee meeting, ANC National Spokesperson Mahlengibengu Motsiri dismissed these rumours.
We are not really in the business of hounding people and second-guessing our own leaders and members. We believe that those that don't find pleasure in the ANC anymore are free to go to whichever party. We fought for this democracy. We can't be the ones that are subverting it in any way.
The Border Management Authority is beefing up security at all ports of entry ahead of the festive season. Commissioner Michael Masiapato unveiled its operational plan and readiness today. He adds officials will be on high alert.
The Border Management Authority is committed to ensuring that our ports of entry are not exploited for any form of violence as well as criminal activities, including human trafficking and or smuggling that target any of the vulnerable groups, particularly women and children.
And we end off in Angola, where outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden is headed this week. He'll be fulfilling a key promise in a bid to shore up ties with the continent. Biden will be the first U.S. president to visit the oil-rich country since it won independence from Portugal back in 1975. With the trip, Biden will also finally be fulfilling a promise made in late 2022 to visit sub-Saharan Africa. I'm Chanel September, more news at 2.
Yeah, Biden's visiting Angola in between pardoning his son. Okay. All politicians are the same, guys. Come on. It's coming up at 5 minutes past one. Hey, where's the 30-minute non-stop? Who stole it? Oh, here it is.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.
Under my journal to a page, everything that hurts me still the same. It's like there's nothing new for me to say.